Musk says X Money is close to launch, Bloomberg reports. Bloomberg Business reported on April 26, 2026, that Elon Musk said he is nearing his long-stated goal of turning X into an everything app, citing the imminent launch of X Money, a new financial services product. The post was published on the business handle and reads as the clearest timeline cue Musk has given on the product since he first floated it as part of the X relaunch playbook. For a payments tool that has been promised, hinted at, and quietly licensed for years, imminent is the line that matters more than any feature list. The story below is what is actually verifiable today, what remains open, and where this intersects with crypto users who care about how money moves. A timeline finally tied to days, not quarters, Musk has talked about X Money since shortly after the Twitter acquisition closed. The framing has consistently been the same. Replicate what WeChat did in China, where messaging, social, and payments collapsed into a single surface. What was missing from every previous mention was a launch window. Bloomberg's framing of imminent is the new piece. It does not tell readers the exact day, the supported regions, or the funding sources at launch. It does tell readers that X is treating the product as ready for public introduction rather than a future roadmap item. That distinction matters for anyone watching how social platforms compete with PayPal, Cash App, and Venmo for primary money movement. What X has been doing in the background, the everything app pitch, has not been entirely talk. X has been collecting state money transmitter licenses across the United States, a regulatory grind that takes years and signals that real money flow is the goal, rather than a closed-loop creator wallet. Money transmitter licensing is the same lane that Cash App and PayPal had to walk through before scaling. That license footprint is what makes X Money plausibly a payments product rather than a tipping feature. It also explains why the rollout has taken longer than Musk's public timeline implied. State-by-state approvals do not move on tweet schedules. Where crypto fits, if at all, the unanswered question for crypto users is whether X Money launches with on-chain rails or stays inside the traditional banking stack. Musk has personally favored Dogecoin in past comments, and X has previously hinted at broader stablecoin support for cross-border flows, but neither has been confirmed as part of the initial launch. If X Money goes live as a fiat-only product, it competes with Cash App and Venmo and lands far from anything resembling a crypto card experience. If it ships with stablecoin transfer support or a wallet hook, it slots directly into the same lane as fintech apps experimenting with USDC and USDT for low-fee payments. The Bloomberg report does not resolve that fork. For context on how seriously incumbents are treating the stablecoin payments lane, Morgan Stanley has already moved to position itself as a reserve manager for the stablecoin industry. The infrastructure is being built around the assumption that big consumer apps will plug in. What is still missing from the picture, three pieces are absent from public statements so far. First, the supported jurisdictions at launch. State money transmitter coverage in the United States is one thing, international rollout is another, and X has the largest user base outside North America. Second, the funding sources, whether bank account, ACH, debit card, or any crypto on-ramp. Third, whether peer-to-peer is the only initial use case or whether merchant payments are in the box. Until those three questions get answers, treating X Money as a finished product is premature. Treating it as a serious entrant once it ships is not.